Hey, welcome everybody. It's time once again for another episode of our community podcast, brought to you by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center. And John, it's not even summer and we're talking swimwear here. What are we doing?
Well, we have another special guest with us today. She is the owner and founder and designer of Azul Swimwear. She's also on the OC Fashion Week Committee. She's also the vice president of C Plus Electronics. She's one of the founders of it, a very successful business entrepreneur. And she's a leader in the homeless lunch ministry at St. Thomas More Catholic Church. Welcome, Ms. Jessica Becerra.
Thank you so much, John, for having me. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much for allowing me to be here and having this amazing platform for all of us Hispanic business leaders in Orange County to come on and really talk about our just journey, you know, through entrepreneurship, through a lot of different ventures. Thank you.
Well, we're excited to have you because not only have you launched your own fashion design swimwear, which there's a story behind. I think it's a great story that involves your dad, who's a veteran in the military, of course. And we'll go into that shortly. And we'll also talk about how you started, of course, C Plus Electronics, a very successful business. And more than anything, you know, we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing as a collaboration with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Down the way, we're going to be doing a really community, cultural, collaborative event that's going to feature art, music, fashion, which is your specialty, with some of your friends.
Yes.
But more than anything, we want to start off the show by getting to know you, because a lot of our viewers and listeners, you know, it's important they get to know the entrepreneur in you. That's obviously the reason why you're also part of our chamber, because you're a successful entrepreneur. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself, maybe where you grew up and, you know, how you got to this point.
Of course. So I'm originally from El Paso, Texas, and I have amazing role models. My parents, my father, a U.S. veteran, was drafted at Vietnam War. My mom, immigrant from Mexico. So early on, I had a very strong vision and parents that really showed us what it is to be strong. You know, from watching my dad go through his struggles of post-traumatic stress and the effects of the war, to my mother, you know, coming into this country and working really hard, cleaning in the hotels in El Paso and, you know, really working hard. So early on, I learned that work ethic, that nothing comes easy. You have to go out there and you have to get it. Whatever you want, you can accomplish. But, you know, having role models and having people that really love you and show you the way, I think, really made an impact in my life. So I really am thankful for them. And I think that this generation and every generation following should have a great foundation. I think foundation is really important. Family is really important. And I think coming back to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, I think this is what we are all about. You know, family and networking and having that support in place.
How did you end up in California from El Paso, Texas, if you don't mind
so,
sharing that?
So El Paso, Texas is, you know, a smaller city, you know, in comparison to like LA or any of the big cities. And I always wanted to see the world. I wanted to see what was out there. So as soon as I graduated high school, you know, of course, like many, followed a boyfriend ended up in San Francisco and eventually to Orange County. But that's how I ended up in California.
Nice. And do you still visit sometimes Texas, like family out there?
Or? You know, Texas is my foundation.
Okay.
You know, that's really dear in my heart. And super important to me to really go back to where you're from, where you grew up, never forgetting that. And, you know, my mom is still there. I have family still in Texas.
So. Shout out to mom.
Yes, to mom, for sure. Yes. But, you know, Texas is, it's in my heart. You know, that's where I was born.
And tell us a little bit about how you ventured into starting your own business. Obviously, C-Plus Electronics.
Yes.
Which has been in existence for 20 years.
20 years. Super proud of this. So it's funny how everybody has a story, you know, of entrepreneurship. I kind of fell into entrepreneurship because I got pregnant very early on. So I was in my very early 20s. I met an incredible man that is still the father of my kids and my business partner still. Got pregnant very early, in my early 20s. And I think that pushed me to really work even harder. So I already had all of those tools of working hard and pushing through and really going after what I wanted. I wasn't going to let, you know, being pregnant kind of stop me from reaching my dream or even creating something new.
And I've always said children are a blessing.
True blessing.
You know, they can teach us a lot, right? I mean,
yes.
Raising a child is almost like growing a business, right? It's a learning process.
Right.
Right.
And I think I definitely wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that specific moment, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and everything that happens to you is really for a reason. And I mean, I remember having my full-time job, being pregnant and opening C-Plus Electronics and during my lunch breaks, shipping out, getting calls, returning calls at nighttime, working. And, you know, as you work hard, you push through, you know, hard work always pays off.
What is C-Plus Electronics for those people viewing or listening for the first time? You know, tell us a little bit about the business.
C-Plus Electronics, we are a distributor of electronic components. So we work with a lot of manufacturers domestically and globally on any of their shortages when they're manufacturing. So we have an array of lines where we distribute and franchise distributors of a lot of different lines. We are an advocate for counterfeit prevention within the industry. So we have a lot of certifications with that. We have a lot of training in place for our employees to identify a lot of the counterfeiting, which is a huge problem in the electronic business.
Really?
So, you know, it's been, you know, 20 years of really creating.
So that's your bread and butter, would you say, right?
Yes, definitely.
That's a bread and butter. And the passionate side of you, from my understanding, and I wouldn't call it a hobby, it's more your passion, right? Is the fashion industry.
Yes.
I know you've done a lot of stuff in New York also. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the stepping stone to really fulfilling my dream was C-Plus Electronics. You know, it allowed me to be able to have that foundation, the security, financial security, to be able to step back and really go forward with Azul Swimwear. And Azul Swimwear was created after I lost my dad due to cancer a few years ago. I came back from Texas. I needed to feel alive. I needed to feel like I needed to find another passion to keep going. Mm-hmm. And so as I'm sitting there on the floor going through clothes and putting away clothes, I realized that this could be a platform that I can create. This can get me out of bed every morning. This could be the thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's how Azul Swimwear was born. Through losing and through a tragedy, mm-hmm. I was able to really pick up. And Azul is, it means the world to me. It means the world to me. And it's my dad.
Share with everybody listening or watching a little bit about Azul's swimwear. Like, what is the vision? What is the goal of it? Like, where do you see it, you know, in the future? Obviously, share what you've done with it. You know, now in New York, you had a great fashion show out there, right?
Yes. So within Azul Swimwear, I have an amazing partner. Her name is Erica, and she is my cousin.
Shout-outs to Erica.
Erica, if you're watching, saludos. Love you.
Yes.
But, you know, we really wanted to empower women. You know, we wanted this platform where it's not just about swimwear. It's about having the platform to to be able to talk about different issues, different insecurities, different, just everything about women. What does it take to be a powerful woman? It has nothing to do with swimwear. Mm-hmm. But it was having that platform to allow us to talk about the real stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that what we're, going back to your question, where do we see Azul going? We see us going into big department stores. We see us representing our Hispanic entrepreneurship and passion, and possibly venturing off to men's swimwear.
Oh, nice.
Maybe children's swimwear.
Yeah, I saw that you're, is it the Mission Viejo Malls or something?
You posted? Yeah, so we just, we have all of our swimwear at Mona Nico Gallery at the Shops of Mission Viejo.
Go out, support.
Yes.
Go to the store there and buy some. Hispanic owned female here, right?
Yes.
Go support, go look at it, see if you can buy some. And I mean, it's really not just talking about it, it's supporting the brand.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And we've got a lot of other shops and boutiques that we're actually putting in our merchandise in starting next week. So we're super excited to let you guys know where to actually go and try it out.
And they can follow, of course, on Instagram.
Yes, follow us on Instagram. It's Azul, A-Z-Z-U-L dot swimwear. And of course, we have everything online, www.azulswimwear.com.
Good.
So check us out. We've got a lot of amazing pieces there to show. So yeah, I mean, I think we are on to something bigger than just swimwear.
You know, when I saw your fashion show, I think it was New York or something, you posted the video. What was very different to me in looking at the video was you had a lot of women of color, right? A lot of just different cultures.
Yes.
Right? And I can just imagine before the runway, the conversations or the get-togethers or the meetings before, you know, like when they're all together,
right?
The talks, it goes back to what you were saying earlier about women, you know, being empowered and,
right,
you know, and hopefully overcoming insecurities.
Right.
So I can just imagine when they're all there talking and getting ready to go on the run, that must be so powerful, right?
Yeah, it was definitely an amazing experience. I think, you know, my cousin and I sat in front of thousands and thousands of beautiful women that came to the casting. And, you know, we had a strategy. How are you going to pick from thousands of girls? We could only pick 10 girls. You know, we talked about it and we strategized. And at the end of the day, we picked girls based on their energy. It wasn't so much about their looks, you know, being in fashion and going into swimwear. It was what energy are they going to bring when they step on that floor? Mm. And I think that's really goes further than just swimwear and fashion. It's how are you going to present yourself to the world? You know, and for women, that's everything. When you come into a room, you have to be noticed. How are you going to be noticed? Yes, based on what you're wearing, but it's that energy. And it goes back to that foundation. Your energy means everything. And so when these girls were coming down, everybody was gorgeous, every single girl. But we really focus on that energy. That's how we picked.
Which at the end of the day, and I've never been to a professional fashion show. I mean, we've seen some fashion shows growing up here and there, but you can see that is what's important in these fashion shows is,
right,
is when they're like walking with that confidence, that energy, like you said, it really makes the event or the show what it is, right?
And it also showcases your pieces.
Yes.
It looks different. Your clothing looks different when somebody with that power and that energy is wearing it.
Yeah. And to that point, so you sit on the committee for OC Fashion Week.
Yes.
Which is coming up.
It's coming up next week. So OC Fashion Week is going on March 4th through the 8th. And super excited to be a part of this amazing organization. You know, OC Fashion Week is pretty new as far as a fashion show in Southern California. But we're coming in very strong. We're showing a completely different side. Even within California, we've got LA Fashion Week, which is a lot of the streetwear, you know, different energy in LA. But we really are going to be showcasing a lot of different designers and a whole different energy. in Orange County.
Well, I think it's important to also be open-minded to the fact that obviously New York is the Mecca, or Europe is the Mecca and New York of fashion, right? And that we're bringing that to California. So the fact that you've already been in those areas or those places, and now you're bringing your expertise and other people are collaborating with you all to bring this to California and Southern California or Orange County, right?
Right.
I think that's great. I mean, I think we need that, you know?
Yeah, and I think being part of OC Fashion Week committee, it's also another platform for us to bring in a lot of these nonprofit organizations around Orange County. You know, we've got a lot of bigger issues that I think are going to be in the forefront of even Fashion Week. You know, we have great organizations that are needing our support. And I think as we grow and as we have platforms, it's kind of our duty to really help out everybody that needs help.
Well, I appreciate that you've actually accepted to be on our committee for the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. What we're looking to do down the way, possibly Hispanic Heritage Month, we're looking to lock down a date and a time and all that. It's probably going to be like on a Thursday. We've, we've already had our first meeting with some of our committee members, our friend Sal from Kroger and our friend Maria, Erica Osorio, and another fashion designer friend of yours, Cynthia.
Shout out to Cynthia.
You know, our friend Teresa, who's one of our ambassadors. You know, we're coming together and we're going to add more probably people to the committee. But our goal is to bring that expertise that you and Cynthia have and hopefully, in essence, put on an event that's going to feature art, music, and fashion all in one. But we're also going to bring in our friend Oscar Leon, whose school, right, has their own fashion program.
Right.
And we're looking to bring in some young kids, you know, some high school kids, possibly some college kids to be a part of it. And so the whole goal of our event is to be a community collaboration. But what's really cool is we've decided that obviously it's going to benefit veterans, the U.S. veterans, and we're going to have, I don't know if we're allowed to already say this, but we're going to have Marines that are going to be walking with the models at the fashion show, which I think is really cool.
You know, I have to tell you, John, when you asked me to come on and be part of this amazing dream of yours and this committee, I cried. I cried because this is true to my heart, you know, and I think bigger than that, it's for such a great cause. You know, it's really showcasing these veterans, and what better way through, you know, really our you know, fashion and art and bringing the community together and really showing everybody what we're all about, you know. And I'm just really thrilled and blessed and thankful that you asked me to be part of this.
Well, the dream came from the fact that one of our dear friends, Adolfo, who's a designer, Hispanic designer in LA, designs dresses for my wife for all of the Estrella Awards galas that we've been a part of.
And
he's designed for Jenny Rivera and some other famous people. My sister knows him well. My wife knows him well. And it just so happened that by me attending with my wife to go see the dresses, it was really cool to like talk to him and see his passion and his designs.
Right.
And my wife would be like, do you like this one? Do you like this? And it was just a little bit of like, this is pretty cool, right?
Right.
And then she would, you know, show up to the Estrella Awards, and a lot of our members and friends would be like, what is Mireia wearing for the gala? They were looking at, what did Adolfo create for her? And so it became like a funny kind of fun thing. And now it's been so cool that we've been able to also feature Adolfo, and this year he's actually planning attending with us the Estrella Awards, and so it's just kind of really cool how by accident, by default, I guess you could say, because I know my wife loves these gala dresses, right? The fashion of it, right? That's kind of where my interest grew in, you know, this would be cool to one day have a fashion show.
Yeah.
And why don't we see more of that in Orange County? Because we don't.
And
right?
I don't think it's been done here.
Yeah. Well, especially not with the Hispanic community.
With the Hispanic community. Yes. And really showcasing these emerging designers, you know, that they're waiting for that platform too, to where they can be a part of something bigger. bigger than just fashion. You know, and I think creating this and being part of this committee where we're really creating something big for the community.
Well, we hope to also, hopefully, that event plant some seeds, right, in these young future leaders of our community, which a lot of them may be high school, college kids that we hope will attend this event aside from their parents.
Right.
And of course, we're going to involve a lot of businesses and all that. But there's nothing better. Like, I plan on bringing my son who's in high school to help me out that day.
Of course.
Because I want him to start having that vision of, A, meeting entrepreneurs, hearing their stories, just right. like his dad and his mom are an entrepreneur by, you know, us owning our own healthcare hospice company. But him being in that group of, in that setting of, you know, these young kids have to see it to believe it, I guess you could say, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I have a daughter. She's almost 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that I brought her to New York.
There you go.
And she was my assistant. Right. And I think she saw what I was doing at home, you know, just driving back and forth from LA and fabrics and designing and bathing suits all over the place. And when she came to New York, she really saw what was going on. You know, everything kind of got pieced together. And she had that moment where she came up to me after the fashion show and after some interviews, she started crying and she said, "I can't believe this, Mom."
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think you could tell them all the time, but emerging them making them part of what you're doing is, I think that's key.
I was at a bank networking event last night and a gentleman walks up to me and says, "Hey, I met you at one of the mixers a few months back," and da da da. And he goes, and then he introduces me to his wife, and he says, "This is a gentleman I was telling you about that I met from the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce." And I didn't realize this, but he says, "And that day you brought your son to the networking event." And I was like, "That's right. That was the day my son was off of school, and I took him with me." And he goes, "And his son spoke so well in front of all of us, and he was so confident." And he's, you know, he's giving me this feedback, and I'm just like, "Wow, I never realized that my son gave that impression that day," right?
Right.
But if I don't ask him, "Hey, do you want to join me? Hey, do you want to go to this thing that I'm going to for the chamber?" He never gets in front of these people and speaks, right? And now I'm getting this feedback from these people, right? So again, it goes back to, how do we get our youth involved?
Yeah.
How do we continue that mentorship?
Right.
You know, how do we expose them to someone like yourself who's been in New York, who's been in fashion, who's, you know, obviously an entrepreneur who started her own business, right?
Right.
If out there any of you, you know, have young kids that, you know, you want to bring to some of our events, we have our youth chamber, right? We have our mentorship programs.
Right.
And I think it's important that we're doing that more and more in the community.
Yeah, like you said, you know, planting those seeds. Yep. And there's no better way than to really bring them on board so they could see firsthand of what we're doing, what's going on behind the scenes, and what really... what does it take to put on these shows? It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of, you know, dedication. And I think you're onto something, John.
We're excited. We're really excited to have this cultural collaboration. Like I said, art, music, fashion event that we're looking to do, possibly Hispanic Heritage Month. Mr. Paul Roberts wants to make a comment. Go ahead, Paul.
I just want to make sure somebody tweeted in, "Give us the details. How do they find out about Orange County Fashion Week? Where do they go? When does it happen? Give us all the details. What's it cost?"
OC Fashion Week is next week, right?
It's already next week. So definitely follow us on Instagram.
That'd be the first week of March, or anybody looking at this later.
Correct. It'll be the first week of March. Definitely follow us on Instagram. I'm going to be posting, I think tonight, the exact locations.
Okay.
But you can also follow...
Is it all in one place, like a hotel or something? Or is it in multiple places?
That is going to be decided. And I'll have all the details by tonight.
Okay.
But definitely follow us on Instagram to get the location.
What's your Instagram that they can follow you? Is that okay?
Yeah, so
they
of course. So it's Jessica underscore Becerra.
Okay.
Becerra underscore.
And so it's going to be next week. We're not sure exactly where the locations are, but it's multiple locations, or is it
multiple
just
locations? So they're going to be divided within. Each day is going to have different venue and different designers.
And give us an idea of the cost and where they can buy tickets for this thing.
So there's no cost. I think you can
there's
just...
There's no cost.
There's,
No cost to go to OC Fashion Week.
Just for our members here today.
Right. Jessica, let's make sure there is no cost. People are going to show up and there's a...
Let me call Kathy on that.
Yeah, let's call Kathy and find out.
Kathy, by the way, is the director of OC Fashion Week.
Shout out to Kathy.
Shout out to Kathy. But you can also go on ocfashionweek.com. Okay. They're also posting all the information by the minute.
Awesome.
But follow us and we will be...
So what do you see when... I've never been to a fashion show. I've seen them on television, but I've never actually been to... I don't live in New York. I don't live up in L.A., so I assume that that's where all the fashion shows are put on. I didn't know there was one here in Orange County.
So you will find out. You've got VIP seats.
How cool is that?
March 8th, which is where Azul Swimwear is going to be.
March 8th?
March 8th.
Okay.
Will my wife let me go? I mean,
your wife is definitely invited.
Bring your wife with you.
She's the one that wants to see this stuff. She'd be poking me and say, go look at all these young girls.
Well, both of you are invited. But you'll get to see it firsthand. We can explain it all day. But I think
what you see? I mean, they come at you sitting there and there's a long runway and people walk out and they show off the different things and then they're...
You know, it's a whole production. You know, you've got the lighting, you've got the music.
Yeah. And most importantly, I think it's great to learn about who the designers are, just like we're learning about you today, right?
Do you get a chance to meet any of the designers or anything? Do they just come out and wave?
So if you come out, for example, March 8th, you will see the other designers, which I think are two more designers that are going to be on the same day.
Okay.
You'll definitely get to meet them, take pictures.
And you come out and meet Jessica.
Yes,
for those of you listening, watching, you know, come get a picture,
autograph.
Are you going
to be showing off your swimwear?
Will probably not this time around. But, I mean, if you go on my Instagram, I'm wearing all of them.
Yeah. But most importantly, I think it's important that anybody listening or watching come out and support, you know, support what we're doing, what they're doing in Orange County, because like you said, it's fairly new, OC Fashion Week.
Yes.
Which is something that's been going on for years in New York and other places, right?
Right.
It's important that we support, again, these are what we call entrepreneurs. This is what we consider small or mid-sized businesses or big businesses.
Yeah.
It's important we support, that's what our Hispanic Chamber and every chamber is about. It's about supporting anyone trying to grow their business.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, again, really appreciate the platform that you're really allowing a lot of these small companies and businesses, entrepreneurs to come out and really talk about their brand.
Tell their story.
Story behind the brand.
That's what it's about. Well, we've run out of time. I'm so sorry. But please do follow Jessica, of course, on her social media or follow OC Fashion Week. And of course, don't forget our Estrella Awards Gala is coming up April 6th at Disneyland Hotel. And it's another featured event that, you know, we collaborate, we do everything in the community. That's what we're about here at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And definitely go support, you know, Jessica's Azul Swimwear, which is locally here in our community.
Irvine based.
And there's two Z's in Azul, because I thought Azul is just A-Z-U-L.
Azul.
With the extra Z.
You get a little Z.
This is fashion. Come on.
I got to have a little extra pizzazz.
It's got the European Azul, right?
Yes, Azul.
But, you know, let's support our local businesses. Let's support our entrepreneurs. You know, Jessica, thank you so much for being in the show and sharing your story. I hope somebody out there listening, a young man, a young woman, whoever it is inspired and motivated to start their own, you know, fashion line, their own business, right? Because...
And can I give her two extra minutes to tell one thing? Because I'm...
Sure,
of course. John and I are both good Catholics here.
Oh.
And it says that you run the homeless lunch ministry at St. Thomas More.
Yes.
Is that the one in Tustin? Where's St. Thomas More?
It's actually in Irvine.
Irvine, okay.
And I'm super passionate about, you know, really giving back to the community. I feel... like it's our job, you know.
Yes. And so what do? I'm so blessed. You serve lunch?
We serve, we actually prepare every third Monday of the month.
That's great.
Get together at the church and we put together 500 lunches.
Wow.
That's great.
So,
and then do people come to you or do you go out to the community?
We actually work with some shelters around Orange County.
Got it.
Primarily.
So you bring the food to them?
Mary's Kitchen, yes. We drop it off and then they distribute it. We work very closely with Mary's Kitchen, dear to my heart.
We should have
Gloria.
I've never heard of Mary's Kitchen. I didn't know there was such a place.
Yes.
So shout out to them. Where are they located?
They're in Anaheim.
Okay.
And it's run by the angel, Gloria.
That's great.
You have to go and meet her in person. They need a lot of volunteers. They do an amazing job for the community.
Listen, anyone that is serving our community that is in need of food insecurity or just low-income communities that are battling these. You know, as we know, these are tough times for a lot of people. So thank you, St. Thomas More Catholic Church, for doing this and all those out there that are volunteering. And thank you for, you know, utilizing these platforms to get the word out on some of these, you know, community services, because that's important.
Yes.
You never know who's listening and needs that service and decides to go to the church and, you know, get served.
We had somebody on the other day from a charity, and they were talking about how as people get older, these people in their 80s, 90s, they're living alone.
Yeah.
And once upon a time, the story that she gave was they were a donor to this charity. Mm-hmm. And then they came in one day. They say, hey, Joe, whatever his name was, he's like toddles in. He's 85.
Right.
And he says, I'm sorry, I can't give anymore. I need to ask if you can help me.
Yeah.
And they were like flabbergasted. He said, this is so embarrassing. For all these years I gave, and now I've run out of money. I'm 85 or 90 here or something.
But that goes back to, you know, life is not about judging people, right?
Right.
It's not about, it is what it is. Like, things happen, things change. Life is a roller coaster, right? And it's all about giving and helping others. My dad always said, una mano no se lava sola. One hand cannot wash itself.
Right.
And with that, you know, that's what it's about. It's about helping each other. That's why we have this show. We provide these platforms to help each other here at the Chamber and through this podcast to provide services, education, opportunities. And with that, thank you so much, Jessica, for being
on
the show.
John.
You know, Paul's giving me the dirty look.
Paul,
like, we got
to
go.
So
I just had to throw that in because you're talking about fun and fashion and everything, but she's down there in the
In the trenches.
In the trenches, helping people too here.
Yes. And Paul, we'll be waiting for you at
I'll go.
At OC Fashion Week, March 8th.
Tell me where.
6 p.m.
Okay.
Jessica, before we go,
yes,
I just want to say your dad is very proud of you.
Thank you.
I know he's very proud of you. You shared his story at our meeting, and you had us all crying about how your dad was a veteran and how this was important for you to tell his story wherever you went with your designs and your fashion. And of course, how, you know, we must always remember the Vietnam veterans. And so, you know, thank you to his service and to all those that are listening that are servicing.
You're going to get me all choked up now here, sir. Talking about vets.
I want to go back to the foundation of being in an amazing family and product of having somebody that, even though he went through post-traumatic and all these effects of the war, he was still able to be such an amazing human being, not just a father, but he was very involved in the community and giving back.
And what was his name? What was his name?
Bruno Silva.
Okay.
And we'll have to come back another time and just talk about what he did in the community, because it's hundreds of different things that he was a part of.
Well, folks, there you have it. We have to go. But thank you, Jessica. And thank you, Mr. Paul Roberts, again, and OC Talk Radio for having us in your studios. Folks, please continue to support everything we do. Follow us on social media. The Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce on Facebook. On Instagram, we are OCHCC. Follow us there. You'll see all of our events, our networking events, and everything we're doing in the community with folks like Jessica Becerra, the owner, designer of Azul Swimwear. Have a great day, folks. We'll see you soon.
Wow. Well, there's a whole bunch of good reasons to tune in and listen to our community as we share events and the stories of the entrepreneurs populating our community here and the good work they're doing for all of us right here in our community podcast, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.